On April 28, 2017, Mako, DeCasas, DLP, and I brought our level 1 characters to QS's Vena Summer Festival, where Mew, Bruman, and Janara first met Maneha. Although Maneha had to skip town early, the other three finished the hunt for the festival. Several weeks later, for both characters and players, on May 27, 2017, the trio took a hunt that led them to Riddleport, a city of Eurasia on Galarian, where they met two others interested in completing the mission, a Samsaran druid named Carrick and our beloved healer Arnon Katsu. The day after the disastrous end to Saul's Pay the Devil His Due event, Rydia introduced Azel on June 2nd, 2017. Maneha rejoined the party partway through as Mako GM'd us through the mystery of the Blot, the removal of the crime lord Boskroat, and the introduction of Defora, Patroon, and the Drow. On August 18, 2017, while celebrating their success, the world they just saved shattered, and suddenly Mew and Carrick were slaves because of their magic, Katsu was a truck driver, married with an adorable daughter, Bruman was a confident, flirtatious lieutenant of the Resistance, and Azel was a pawn of the antagonist. Joining them was another mysterious pawn, a barbarian named Miles. With DeCasas as GM, the party worked together with the Doctor to regain the fragments of a Tear of Time, gradually regaining their memories of their original timeline, along with their original talents, and eventually being called upon to embrace their destiny, becoming uber versions of themselves in order to overcome Dartana and set the timelines to right. On December 12, 2017, though it was but a blink of the eye in time for the characters, difficult though it was to fathom their AR experience as such, the party found themselves back in the Gold Goblin, celebrating the recently saved world, though their experiences in the other reality had left an indelible mark on each of them. Carrick, especially, having left Kasumi in the alternate reality, felt the need to do some soul-searching and left the party. Mew and Katsu joined Bruman, who simply wanted Samurai to work on a hairpin for him, despite the invisible whispers and snickers and diamond lampshades of his friends, before the two retreated to the goblin's basement for a secret ritual that seemed to go awry, stealing Sadra into their current timeline. Around a month later for our characters, on January 19, 2018, the party gleefully headed off to visit Bruman in his hometown of Chanson for the local New Year's festival. Quickly waylaid by mischievous frenemies, the party became more keenly aware of the war Bruman had only briefly mentioned from time to time, discovering its oddities but being deterred in their efforts to help. An enjoyable New Year's was marred by the arrogant actions of a sorceress several days later, whom the party captured and questioned, gaining the pertinent information the locals needed to finally understand the cause of the war. Although the information was helpful, the party had to leave the war, still ongoing. Several months passed for the characters, and on June 1st, 2018, they regathered at the Gold Goblin, now joined by Maneha's godmother, Charles Zapana, to be petitioned by the elves for their help with the Drow. On the way to Crying Leaf on July 20, 2018, the party was devastated when Azel plane shifted away. Manon became their guide, though she often resented that role and showed great self-control in not maiming or killing any of the party members in her frustrations. With Mako at the GM wheel once again, Armageddon's Echo was found, the Drow were stopped from their nefarious plans, and Earthfall was prevented yet again. The party still grieved the loss of Azel, however, having spent only 3 weeks helping the elves, but they didn't know where to begin in searching for her. Not until Susivni, GM'd by DeCasas, on March 1st, 2019, offered to give some guidance in return for their help, discovering the heinous plot behind Maneha's father's death. They soon discovered that it had been Zapana's husband, Latan, who had killed Maneha's father, with the aid and direction of fellow followers of the Dartana. The Kintuk were divided, and the newly named Kinhai Phantanar left their traditional homeland. On May 3rd, 2019, 3 days after heading to the Kintuk lands, the party, now armed with at least some information to go on, and joined by Zapana's teenage son, Keen, began their week-long search for Azel, subsequently being led into the Feywild and the Fell Knight Realm by GM Mako. On June 14, 2019, they came face-to-face with Count Renelak the Cruel, who soon surprisingly suffered a broken nose from the impact of a magically powerful fist in his face. The party proceeded to take him down, battling the majority of June 28, 2019, and largely helped by Keen's mischievous prank, Coffin Dust. With Ranelagh dead, the party returned to the Gold Goblin on July 12, 2019, fully intact, and with Azel in their midst once again. 6 months passed for the party, allowing Azel to heal and recover from her harrowing ordeal in the Feywild and Felnight realms. That was only 2 weeks later for their players when, on July 26, 2019, QS gave Sadra the ability to return home. Except not. The party arrived in Cordova to discover that many things were wrong. Over the next several days, joining Nadia and Bakir in the Resistance, the party worked to help uncover the vile wish that had been made that had altered Cordova's history. Going from being ambushed during an ambush, to breaking Artaxes out of prison, to saving Sadra from her own grandfather, Rashan, on the Plain of Fire, the party was finally given the key they needed, a fractured tear of time that needed to be destroyed at the very place the errant wish had been made. And the party swiftly dealt with the heavily fortified Sultan, twice, and quickly uncovered the plot behind the war with neighboring Astoria. On March 20, 2020, Cordova's history had been set right, the country was at peace with their neighbors once again, and two party members who had grown ever closer took a ride on a magical carpet through the moonlit night. A week after seeing Sadra set back on the throne of Cordova once again, the party decided on April 3rd, 2020, that it'd be good to accompany Brumin as he visited his family once again. In the last 3 years, we've had 10 primary party members, three of which were present in all 8 main campaign arcs. Two have been present in all 9 if you want to count the Vayna Festival. We have played together for 90 sessions, including the Vayna Festival, before tonight's begins, with over 291 hours of recorded content. Or if you'd prefer, 12 days, 3 hours, 7 minutes, and 2 seconds worth of recordings. Just for the main arcs, for the Heroes of Destiny. That doesn't include any pre-game or post-game fellowship, any of the shorts or one-shots, or any of the time spent on hangouts between games.